This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, it's quite rare to come across a fish soup in this country. It's generally associated with the Mediterranean and the French bouillabaisse. So, to cook the perfect fish soup, we've invited an Italian chef, Giorgio Alessio, to use fish from Scarborough. Giorgio, what fish is in the recipe?
Oh, we've got some John Dory, a red mullet, some baby squid, ling, monkfish, red gurnard, egg, scat wings, brill and some dabs. All quite poor fish.
How important is it to have a really wide range of fish in there, then?
That you make the sauce, make the stock, and make the sauce, and it's, they're all together. The togetherness is it brings the fish soup outstanding, as I think.
How did it develop as a meal in itself?
Well, very easy. It was the leftover of the fishermen, especially in the Mediterranean. It was the leftover of what he didn't have any market, you know, and so they used to bring it home and just make some stock and whatever was remaining make the soup.
What order have you done things in?
Well, I chopped some a small onions, a celery and a carrots, very finely, some extra virgin olive oil and fried them for a bit. Then I put a clove of garlic and then I started to put we don't have any shelf in here, but like baby squid and monk, they're a bit hard made. So you fry them together, a touch of fish stock, and then some water, some ripe tomato to do with it, 10, 20 minutes, letting cook for a bit, and then you put all the fish we were talking about inside the pan, and you have to be careful never to stir it because then it will break into bits, so you have to cook it for another 20 minutes and then your soup will be ready.
Put that frying pan down. You're frying the bread in olive oil.
Yes, I do.
You've got
a touch of Yorkshire in there.
Pan of hot on. I'm really worried about you dropping it onto yourself. If you use shellfish, you presumably put it in its shell in there.
That's right, you do. You have to always be careful, especially if you're using mussel, to wash it because they always contain a bit of sand in there. You don't want your soup a bit gritty. So you really need washing thoroughly. Sometimes they used to sauté the shellfish before you put it in inside the pan for the soup, just to get rid of the remaining of the sand.
How expensive is this one to make, and how sustainable is it?
Exactly. So the two coming together, actually, because you can have in expenses as you want. You can put a lobster, you can put anything of expense, a turbot, anything expensive as you want it to. But if you follow the tradition, you using all the fish nobody wanted, is out of market, they're very cheap to buy, dubbed, they could buy £2 or £3 a kilo. So sustainable because it's plenty of the fish, because not being marketed even now, especially in England, and very, very sustainable. I wish everybody using this kind of fish to do anything else.
Now, yours is a Yorkshire Italian version.
Yes, of course.
Obviously. How does it differ from a traditional bouillabaisse?
Different in the fish. You see, any chef or any cook or whatever you want to, you're supposed to cook at 10 miles radius of where you base. And that's what it was in the Mediterranean as well. So if you, every coast, even if you think in France, every bouillabaisse, they're all different to each other because they're fishing different fish in whatever they are. And so that makes sense to do something very similar up to Scarborough. And that's what our fish soup is going to be.
And it would still have the onions and the carrots.
Oh, definitely,
and the celery,
yes.
And the
that is the base for
the
soup.
Base.
Yes, yes.
What is a chowder or a bisque?
Chowder and bisque. Bisque, the name is from the Bay of Biscay. They're coming from the Bay of Biscay. And they're coming from the soup of bisque. They used to be off-cut of lobster. And they used to cook that because there was no market for it. And whatever it was, even the shell, they used to ground the shell to making the thickening. And they used, and now they're using a bit of cream and a bit of milk. My usually is lobster or crabs. And the same as chowder. Chowder is more American. And they used to use for thickening, they used to use milk or potato. Or sometimes, the old-fashioned way, they used to use in the biscuit they used to have in, on the both, you know, the galette, I don't know, they were no salted biscuit. And they used to grind it to flours to thicken in the sauce.
I never realised I was eating lobster shells on the rare occasions I've eaten a lobster.
They're
biscuit.
Like flour, they're grounded in flour.
I don't think
flour.
It's put me off. I don't think no. And what about seasoning? I saw you cutting up some herbs there and just...
I'm okay.
Just serve it up for me. I can't wait. I can hear it bubbling. And I can smell it. And if you just pop a bit in a plate with some of the freshly fried bread, which I'm not supposed to eat, but there you go.
Oh, carbs, it's not calorie fried
carbs,
bread.
Carbs. No calories in fried bread. Give over. And what was that? Was that parsley you were putting in there?
Yes, that is a flat leaf parsley. That is actually is a flavour.
There we go. And
there
some
you
of
are.
These parsley.
Let him soak a bit the bread. You need to have in a spoon with bread together, because we put the bread underneath the bowl to soak as much juice as it can. This is the way. Oh, they're
very
supposed
crunchy
to be eating.
Fried bread. Have I soaked it long
no,
enough?
No, that's...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can soak it for another second.
Okay, just
if
a second.
You want to go on a little bit more about the seasoning.
The seasoning, that's it. It's salt, black pepper, and the flat leaf parsley.
And that's all?
And that's all it is, yeah. The flavour is in the fish.
All right, I'm going... It's
good look.
It's hot, isn't it? I blow on it first.
I was supposed to bring some white wine. I know.
Oh.
I can see your face.
You know I love fish anyway.
Yeah.
That is just gorgeous. And I also love fried bread.
Yeah.
It's absolutely delicious. Got a very slightly acidic edge to it. That's
it's
the tomatoes.
Tomato.
Yeah?
It's the tomato, yeah. And don't put any sugar or anything else, because some people put in sugar to take the acidity away. But that is spoil the flavour. I mean, that is at its raw state. That's the way it's supposed to be.
It's absolutely perfect.
Thanks.
To cook the perfect fish soup. You just did it. What would you do if you had any leftovers? Because, you know, you've got a big pot going there.
Yeah, exactly.
You might not eat the
I knew
lot.
It was coming here, it got so many mouths to feed, so I did
enough. There won't be any leftovers here, we know that.
But you see, frozen is not an option, unfortunately, because the fish is too delicate. You got already a problem having fresh frozen fish, never mind when it's already cooked. But you can use it the day after. You can. You got 2 or 3 days... date of you can use it. Keep it in the fridge. Don't keep it outside at all, because you know how easy fish is to go off. But it can be used in 2-3 days. Hey, believe me, the second day, all the flavour of the fish still releases, so it's still even better.
Even better. Giorgio Alessio, another triumph for you. Thank you very much,
Thank
Giorgio,
you.
For being with us. And the recipe, of course, Giorgio's recipe, will be on the Woman's Art website. Do give it a try.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.